Welcome back, family. This is your boy D. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means and. In today's video, I got another hot one for you, family. This question, when I was coming up as a new project manager, I was always wondering, I wonder if I need to get a CAPM before I can get the PMP, or, you know, how does this actually work? Well, guess what, family? I'm your guy. I'm going to cover that for you. The question is of the day. Do you need a CAPM before getting the PMP? Do you need a CAPM before you get the PMP? First, let's lay the foundation. As you know, the CAPM is a entry-level certification for project management. This particular certificate is designed for project managers that are changing careers, or designed for project managers that that have less experience, meaning normally I think I'm gonna say zero to three years of project management experience. And so with that being the case, let me step back. CAPM, Certified Associate Project Manager. So it's just really learning the foundational principles of project management, understanding the vocabulary, learning earned value management, understanding the 49 process. This is the concepts of the CAPM certification. So you're asking yourself, okay, Ed, that's good and everything, but do I need a CAPM before I can get the PMP certification? Look, the PMP certification is one of those certifications that is a more advanced certification. This is the PMP certification is classified more for your intermediate and advanced type project managers. Now, when you look at it, what it says is when you have the PMP, you have demonstrated that you have a higher understanding or a higher knowledge of project management, meaning the project management principles, as well as how you lead, or as they would say, manage projects. So that is what the foundation of the PMP. And as well, PMP exam, which again is different, is because it's real life scenario. So it's one of those things where you have the opportunity to take your work life, meaning what you've done as a project manager, and the educational aspects as far as the knowledge that you had to study for to understand the terminology and other things that maybe you haven't leveraged in a while, because, you know, again, and I want to make this statement, and I'm going to make it bold, and I'm going to be braggadocious about it. Everything in the PMBOK, Project Management Body of Knowledge, all of the artifacts, the project artifacts, they do not always have to apply to the project that you're running. Again, they do not have to apply to the project that you're running. Why is that, ED? Again, you guys are asking some amazing questions. It's because when you look at the PMBOK, or the Project Management Body of Knowledge, is the fact that those tools or those strategies and tactics are there to be used, of course, on a project that aligns with whatever tool or technique or strategy or tactic that you need. That doesn't mean that just because you use this artifact on another project that you're going to use that same artifact over on this project. And I say that, family, because I really want you to understand about when you're getting ready to prepare to say, hey, do I want to go after the CAPM or do I want to go after the PMP? I just wanted to add that on there, because I know sometimes we can get caught up, especially when we're studying our for the CAPM or for the PMP or any certification around project management. We can get excited about what we've learned and we want to apply it, which is great. You know the motto here at Conscious Agility. Knowledge is great, but applied knowledge is even better. So I understand why sometimes we can get excited and we want to take what we learn. So I'll digress from that and ask and get back to, do you need a CAPM in order to get the PMP, before you get the PMP, excuse me. So another thing that I want to point out is regarding the CAPM is that it's, again, like I said, it is, even though it's entry level, it still shows that you are willing to invest in yourself, because a lot of project managers sometimes are unwilling to invest in themselves. And hey, listen, I understand you're busy with your day to day as far as your work life, and then you got to come home and you have your personal life. I get it. But I love what Patrick Bet-David had said when he said, when he talked about, a question was asked is, with all you're doing, how do you have time to read? And he stepped back and he kind of looked, good question. He said, well, how do you make time to eat? So family, you know, the gist of what I got out of that was he was simply saying is you make time for the things that are responsible. No. You make time for the things that you like. No. You make time for things that really are going to help you grow. You make time for things that are really going to help you advance. So I'm going to answer this question and then we'll go ahead and wrap this up. No. You do not need to get the CAPM before you get the PMP. However, that is a conjunction. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up as a kid, they talked about, it was this cartoon, and this is how I learned about conjunctions. It was conjunction, what's your function? So what that means is when I just said, however, everything before that sentence is irrelevant. Yes, it makes sense. Yes. It's useful, but, or I should say, however, I would definitely recommend that you go after the CAPM because it shows that you are committed and not interested in project management. Now, again, let's look at the caveat of this. This also depends on how much experience you have as a project manager too. So if you are well experienced, you have the experiences, the working experience, as well as the educational experience, yeah, go for the PMP. However, if you don't, then I would say I would definitely recommend that you start with the CAPM. And again, it is the best starter block that I believe in because it taught me a lot about vocabulary that I wasn't using in my day-to-day. It taught me about different project artifacts. It was so much that I learned from just going through that basic. And that's the thing, you know, it reminds me of basketball. You know, in basketball, everyone wants to do the flashy plays and all these things, but where the foundation is the foundational principles of basketball, meaning when you do a chest pass, doing a proper chest pass and doing a proper bounce pass. And so it's those type of foundational principles that you can learn in the CAPM will help you be more successful as you prepare to take the PMP exam. So that is one of the reasons why, you know, if you came to me, and again, like I said, if you were changing careers, because I've worked with people that are changing careers and they want to get into project management. And when they get into project management, there's all these terminologies and, you know, artifacts, and you hear about this thing called the Project Management Institute. Like, what is this thing? And so once you go down this direction of taking the CAPM and getting a certified CAPM course so you will be eligible to take the CAPM, you will be able to understand and learn the importance of those foundational principles. I know I'm harping on it a lot, family, and I apologize, but I'm only doing that and asking for your forgiveness later because I personally think you will benefit the most. Plus, let's put it like this. If you, and especially if you are someone that's changing careers, it's going to look good on your resume and you can talk to it. Because the first thing, if I'm looking at your resume and I see you have all this work experience in a different area, not project management, but then I see the CAPM, it creates dialogue. It creates a conversation between you and I when we're interviewing, because then I could say, well, the reason why I was doing this experience, I mean, I had this work experience over here, and then I got introduced to project management, and then I started making the trajectory to start going into project management. So that's why I went and got my CAPM. And then as I get some more work experience, then I'm going to go after my PMP. And again, if you already an intermediate or advanced person, project manager, again, it depends on if you have the bandwidth. I'll say that, but I really don't mean that, but I'll say it because that's the nice thing to do. Because I really believe when you're exceptional, if you're an exceptional project manager, you will want to go to the trainings. You will want to invest in yourself and be the best project manager you can be to yourself as well as to your team. So family, I hope you enjoyed this. And again, just to reiterate, you do not, and I do mean this, you do not need a CAPM in order to get the PMP. I hope this helps someone. This has been your boy ED. Until next time, I'm out.